When she was done displaying his virgin ass to the crowd of buyers, the dominatrix auctioneer roughly turned the slave around to face his potential owners once again. Shame colored his face a deep red as he saw all of the eyes that were watching them, and the smiling, laughing faces of the women who were so obviously enjoying the auction. Strong, beautiful women, enjoying his embarrassment. His shame only grew deeper as he realized that any one of these faces might be that of his future owner. He felt himself grow dizzy as his surroundings and their meanings struck him once again. The laughter and catcalls. The swirl of faces before him. Confident, arrogant faces of women who were used to being obeyed. Women who demanded absolute obedience and knew how to get it. It was then that one face caught hold of him. The face of an incredibly beautiful woman, sitting by herself, off to the side of the stage. Even though she was cloaked in shadow, her eyes cut right through him. The striking blue eyes of a woman who could see into a man's soul and possess it at her whim. She had long, straight black hair, the perfect body of a true goddess, and a pair of legs that seemed to go on forever. She was wearing a short, tight dress and a pair of stiletto heels that looked as dangerous as they did sexy. As the slave stood there, captivated by her, she languorously licked her ruby-red lips, sending a chill through the slave's body that caused him to gasp as he realized, "That is the woman who is going to own me. I'm going to be her property. To be continued." If you want to experience what it would be like to be abducted and sold at an auction to a woman, or learn what would happen to you during your first night as a lady's property, call me at 1-800-356-6169 and ask for Domina Amanda.